It's March 31st, 2005, approximately 0920 hours. I'm here with... In your words, just tell me what happened this morning.
Let's turn this radio down. There we go.
I was in the shower. While in the shower, I heard what sounded like 6 or 8 gunshots. Being a sheriff's detective, I recognized the sounds of gunfire. I left my residence in my vehicle. I drove to the Brittany Park gate to the Camelot Estates, like the gates where the community where I live. When I arrived there, I saw a sheriff's vehicle outside the gates, pointed towards Santa Rosa Road, or northerly direction. I saw that the rear window of the police car had been shot out. There was glass on the ground. Standing on the driver's side front corner of the vehicle was a sheriff's deputy leaning against his vehicle. There was blood on his left arm and sleeve. Standing next to him was a male white, who I later identified as a resident of this community. I contacted them, identified myself to them as a deputy, and rendered my services and aid with them until the fire department came.
Okay. And how did you obtain the firearms that you just gave me?
The decision was made by the fire department that the deputy had to be transported immediately to the hospital. Being that I identified myself to the deputy who was shot, he relinquished his firearms to me, and I maintained care and safety of them until I relinquished them to you now.
Okay. And what were those two firearms?
His duty weapon seemed to be a Sig Sauer.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's a 9mm or a 45 that was holstered, and he also carried a Smith & Wesson airweight type of gun, a 5-shot, down his inside. Left ankle.
Okay. And did he give you that, or did you have to get it from him?
He relinquished them to me. I mean, I physically took them out of his holster.
Right. Okay.
But he authorized me to do so, okay. Yes.
Just because I haven't been on scene at all, and I don't understand the totality of what happened. You said he was shot?
Or yes, sir. He was shot.
Okay. Do you know where?
His upper left chest area.
Okay.
It's above where the vest would end, just below his, I guess, left shoulder blade area.
Okay. You kind of point to the collarbone?
A little
higher, maybe?
A little bit lower than the collarbone, I guess, between the collarbone and the shoulder blade area.
Okay.
And yeah, when, prior to the paramedics getting here, an off-duty fireman had me running down the road, and he identified himself to me, and he and I together, you know, cut the deputy's shirt off him, and with a first aid kit given to us by a homeowner, we applied pressure and started basic CPR and treating him for his injuries. So when the off-duty firefighter and I cut the deputy's shirt from him, we saw what appeared to be a single gunshot entry wound,
okay,
his upper left chest area.
Do you know the deputy's name?
No, sir, I didn't even get it.
Did he talk about what happened?
Not much. He just basically told that he had been shot, and I didn't ask him much further than that. My promise to keep him talking and maintain focus on him. I wasn't concerned about anything else.
Okay.
He just told me he'd been shot.
Okay. Did he give you any information about the suspect that had shot him, or how he had got shot?
No. He did not talk to me about that. He said that it was believed that was involved in the murder in Thousand Oaks yesterday.
Oh, he did say it, okay.
That suspect was involved.
Okay. And did you see anybody leave the scene?
Leave the scene, no.
Okay.
Just after I arrived there, a homeowner in a Mercedes came and drove through this gate. By gate, I mean the Brittany Park gate.
Mm-hmm.
At a high rate of speed, very concerned and anxious. It's my belief now that he is a homeowner at a residence inside the Camelot Estates where there is another crime scene.
Okay. So what, Do you think that Mercedes was related to the shooting?
I'm not sure if he's related from what these neighbors...
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's just a homeowner.
Okay. What? Just for covering all bases, what color was the Mercedes?
Gold. Gold four-door, and I believe it to be an E-series car.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember what time this was? Just an estimation.
No, I didn't even look at my clock. I left the house.
How about who called the? Do you know who called the police? Or not the police, but the rescue?
I believe some of the homeowners did.
Okay. All
right, but I did not. After in the time delay waiting for a sheriff's deputy to get here, I know a homeowner did call 911. And the 911 dispatcher confirmed that, you know, they'd already received the call. And then this homeowner handed me her cell phone, and I explained to them that I was an off-duty deputy sheriff. I was here with the deputy who had been shot.
Oh, okay. So you were talking to a dispatcher?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. I didn't make the initial call.
Right.
But during the course of the time here, I did eventually get on a neighbor's cell phone, explain to the 911 dispatcher that I was an off-duty deputy sheriff. I was here with the deputy who had been shot. The dispatcher asked me what kind of injuries this deputy had, and explained it appeared to be a single gunshot wound to the upper left chest area. And she told me that there was something going on at another location. She didn't be more specific, but that, you know, help would be arriving.
Okay, good. All right. I'll pull the dispatch log then for the times. All right. Well, what will probably happen is we'll do a follow-up interview with you for more details as things progress in the investigation. Let me just get... And that's from where you heard the shots.
Yes, I was in the shower there when I heard the shots.
Okay. All right. All right, Thomas, I appreciate all your help.
My pleasure, sir.
I'm sure we'll be getting back to you in the next couple of days. All right.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go off tape.